Cardiff. How may I help you?
Yeah, is there a Peter Deegan at your bank?
There is a Peter Deegan. Do you have his extension?
I don't have his extension or his direct dial or whatever.
You know what? I can see if I can transfer you. Give me one second. Who's calling, please?
My name is David Parry. I'm the CEO of Building Capital in Beverly Hills.
Okay. And is he expecting your call?
No, but he had reached out to me through LinkedIn to accept his invitation. And before I accepted, I just had a couple of questions to see if our companies can work together.
Okay. You know, it might be better for you to talk to someone else. I'm not sure. He's more on the sales side. Are you a working capital company by any chance?
Building Capital is a mortgage bank, mortgage broker.
Oh, no worries. Then okay.
We specialize in construction loans. Currently, we work with Torrey Pines Bank, San Diego Private Bank, among others. And I had not heard of Bank of Cardiff, and I'm trying to find out from Pete Deegan if the Bank of Cardiff offers construction loans, number one, and number two, if they do offer construction loans, are they mortgage brokerage or mortgage bank friendly? In other words, do they allow people like us to bring in deals and participate and get paid? That's my reason for calling.
Oh, yeah, and I, for some reason, for the life of me, I can't find his extension, so I'm just going to have him give you a call. And is your number the 858-230-6511?
That's my local number in my La Jolla office, which is at my desk. I can also give you the main corporate number.
What's best for you?
The main corporate number, 424-274-1144. The main office is in Beverly Hills. We have a satellite office in La Jolla.
Okay, and what was your name?
First name David, last name Parry. P is in Patrick, A is in Apple, R is in Robert, R is in Rachel, Y is in Yankee.
Okay.
And it's Building Capital Incorporated.
All right.
And this is in regard to construction loans, where if the Bank of Cardiff offers those, do they also work with the mortgage bank, mortgage brokerage community, where we can originate the loans and have you guys underwrite it and fund it?
So I can actually answer all your questions, although I just sent an email to Pete to have you call. You'd probably get to reach out to me. My name's Ruben, by the way.
Oh, hi, what's your last name?
Goldstein.
Okay, are you a member of the tribe like me?
Yeah, I guess you could say I am.
Okay, got it.
I don't discriminate, though. I've been with Cardiff for 9.5 years, so some of these questions might be a little unique to Pete, but I can answer them. So Bank of Cardiff, we're not a mortgage company. We don't do any type of consumer loans. We offer two products. We offer equipment financing loans. So let's just say we actually do a tremendous amount of construction. So let's just say you work with a builder and they need a loan to buy a bulldozer and a grader or a cement truck, and that's $150,000. We provide loans for that equipment. What makes us unique is that we don't necessarily require sterling credit. We're pretty flexible with regard to credit. My assumption is Pete actually reached out to you, because do you know if your company did a loan or some type of working capital or equipment loan in the past?
No, we're strictly on a bank brokerage basis for construction loans and commercial.
Okay. Do you guys maybe like finance any like photocopy machines or anything of that nature?
No, we never get into that. We're completely real estate collateralized.
Oh, okay. And then the other product that we provide is working capital. So we provide a pretty unique product for business owners. We're only business financing, where a business owner, if you work with developers or a real estate company, we actually provide unsecured loans up to 10% of gross annual sales. So, you know, you can have someone that does $2 million a year in sales, and we'll give them a $200,000 unsecured cash loan for kind of as they see fit. I'll have Pete reach out to you, but we're definitely not a company that underwrites any type of consumer or business mortgages, so I wouldn't want to waste your time on that.
You know, it sounds to me like it's probably not a fit. I was just reaching out, but here's my other question. Maybe you can answer this very briefly. In terms of Building Capital, which predominantly is a brokerage, not a mortgage bank, in terms of a warehouse line of credit, for us to, instead of like brokering a deal to, let's say, San Diego Private Bank or, you know, Torrey Pines Bank or something like that, and, you know, for single family or duplex, triplex, fourplex construction, or even apartment buildings with five or more units and so things like that. Is it possible that Bank of Cardiff could provide a warehouse line of credit to Building Capital? Building Capital can pre-underwrite and underwrite construction loans, being conservative and fairly conservative valuation.
Not to spin your wheels. We don't even venture into that pool. We only do business. We do unsecured cash loans that are short term in nature. You're thinking 6 to 24 months, and then equipment loans. The mortgage industry is something we have no involvement in.
All right, one last question.
Because sure.
It's probably not up our alley, but maybe, you know, if I have a contractor who wants to buy, you know, $2 million worth of equipment, let's say, or $1 million worth of equipment, do you work with brokerages where we could commission that of a thing, or is that not even within the...
No, so we actually, and I'm sorry, the line's cutting in and out, so if it disconnects, it's not me hanging up on you. We're on an IP phone system. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, are you there?
Yeah, oh, that's a million times better.
Okay.
So we do actually, we don't take any business from brokers or independent sales offices. I'm sure you've heard of a working capital product. It's pretty much It's very kind of saturated. We've been in business for about 12 years, so we have a... You know, we've been doing it, I think, a lot longer than the average company, and we have a lot of good relationships. We don't take any brokered relationships right now from ISOs, but we do take a lot of referrals. And what that means is it's a completely different relationship where someone, you know, a referral where someone will say, hey, look, I have a construction customer. Their bank is giving them, you know, hell. They're requiring loads of paperwork. Is $2 million our natural forte? No. Our average ticket size is probably around $100,000, but we've got, you know, basically... We do application only up to $150,000. Mm-hmm. We have a program where someone can send us a deal and say, hey, look, I can't do anything for this customer. We don't do equipment loans. But if they got a good program, the customer is looking for $150,000 or $100,000, what can you do? We do that, and we pay a referral fee. It's usually about 1%. We can set up something unique. But generally, our average referral fee is about 1% of the equipment cost, and it comes out of our pocket because we're just not spending anything on marketing. We also don't 1099 the company for the income. It's just basically a thank you for sending us business. And you know,
all right, so let's say I have a contractor, and they wanted to get you know, some equipment or even a business line of credit or something for $100,000, then we would make $1,000 just for referring it, correct?
If we fund the transaction, correct.
No, obviously.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, I guess Pete will reach out to me, and then I can just, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's with what you've already indicated, and then maybe keep the dialogue open. In the event you guys ever venture into construction lending, either as a warehouse source or just, you know, rolling the money yourself working with brokerages. We're just trying, at Building Capital, we're just trying to get, you know, as many solid players as we can to do construction lending, you know?
Okay. So okay, fair enough. I'll have Pete's probably gone for the day, so I'll have him follow up with you.
All right.
He should be good, but if not, he'll probably follow up with you today or tomorrow. I think he's actually still here.
Thanks, Ruben. I really appreciate it.
You got it. Bye-bye. Okay.